Good evening. It's a great joy to be here with you. Very grateful. And we get to celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family today. So it's a great message for us to be able to know that Jesus, he wasn't a one-man show. Think if you're the most powerful, infinite goodness God, wouldn't you think you could come to the world and take care of business by yourself? Wouldn't you think you could do it correctly on your own? And yet, it shows that God, who is love, is not a loner, but he comes into the context of a family. He comes into that community. When I was in Connecticut studying humanities, there's this Irish professor. He comes up and he asked us a question at the beginning of class that I'll never forget. He said, "Raise your hands if you think the basic unit of society is the individual." And about a third of the brothers raised their hand. And he said, "Well, you know, you're not thinking as God is. You're thinking as in a secular society way of thinking, but not as a Christian." He said, "The core unit of society is the family." And it's because we don't create ourselves. We don't invent ourselves. We come in a family with relationship, and we don't grow up by ourselves. We grow up with others to be able to accompany us and challenge us. That's why the family is the school of love, where you really learn how to be patient and learn how to work on understanding. And so every person is unique and every family is unique. And even though it's never perfect and ideal like we would imagine, but there is an ideal we're shooting for, that we have a guiding star. And that's where the Holy Family we celebrate today is that ideal that we can start to tap into. If we go for a natural family, we get to participate in a supernatural family. So just as Jesus came and he had Mary and Joseph, the little nucleus there, he is reflecting the Trinity that he had in heaven. And then he goes and starts a supernatural family, which is the church. And it's amazing how at the cross, in his last moments, he had both. He had Mary, and he had his disciples. He had his friends with him, and also a few enemies as well. And so it's interesting, this one of my favorite little Latin distinctions is et or out. And the faith in Christianity and the way God works is all about both and, et, which is and. And we can think out, like either all God or all family, or all family and no God. Like it becomes this juxtaposition. That's not how God sees it. He wants both. And so the natural is supposed to help the supernatural and back and forth. And so we need both. So we get to live that Holy Family experience and our natural family and the supernatural family. And that's why baptism, we get to be born into that bigger family and we get to grow up in the church and we all become God's adopted kids and children to have the same loving eternal Father. So ideals are great, ideals are wonderful, but there's also, you know, different challenges and circumstances. If someone passes away, or if there's different separation, that love can be wounded. And even though the ideal may be difficult to see or to know that it's there, it doesn't take away that we do have somewhere to aim toward. And that's where heaven is really where it's all going to be perfect. And so we're doing our best here. And so the Holy Family shows as well that they had tons of challenges. I mean, you can look up getting persecuted by the government, being chased and hunted down, being an immigrant, you know, then having new languages and new cultures, and then Joseph passing away earlier, and then Mary losing her son. Like, they went through a really, really tough deal and family issues. You know, some of their extended family had a couple run-ins, but that doesn't mean that there wasn't a certain perfection in that. There's a perfection in the working family, working through deals. And so I was thinking about, it's like even if our heart is imperfect, it doesn't mean we get rid of it. It's something that maybe we have to modify activities or try to repair what we can, but we're still aiming for the ideal because we still need a heart, we still need a family. And the evil guy, he really wants to take advantage of us when we are alone and isolated, and that's when we're vulnerable and weak, is when we don't have family, we don't have either the natural or the supernatural around. And he can get a cheap shot at us because that's a great defense when we have the school of love and those who can keep us growing in that charity. And so that's where one of the biggest ways to defeat the evil guy is to not be alone and be all by ourselves. So today we get to celebrate the Holy Family. We get to celebrate the family that God gave us, as perfect or, you know, imperfect as it can be. And then as well, the supernatural family that we get to enjoy and celebrate together on our identity as well with all the saints and the angels that are all in that same relationships. And to know that we're not called to fight alone, we're called to be together, to have that the support. And to let's ask today as well to reject that one-man show syndrome that our secular world would tell us, you know, that it's all about being my own person and to pave my own way and be a self-made man, but to know that we need others, we need the family, we need the example and also the complementarity of different talents of each other, and that can rub us the wrong way, that helps us to be who we are. And let's ask for that grace to be able to reach out to those who are hurt or alone, that they may see the great invitation that we have to be in a family. And let's ask the Holy Family today to be our guide, to be our hope, to be our joy, to know what we belong to as we receive the ultimate sacrifice of love, of Christ giving himself to the church and the Eucharist today, that unity that brings together all peoples and all places, the unity of the Eucharist, which unites literally all hearts, so that we can know that we are part of a wonderful family and a great mission, and that we'll never be alone.